Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Today is the National Day of Prayer. Services will be held at noon at the courthouse, Javerin Gazebo, Riglewood Sheriff's Satellite Office, and the Taper City Welcome Center platform. Services will last around 20 minutes and everyone is welcome. A pit bull puppy saved from a structure fire in Whiteville on Monday is recovering. The dog was locked inside a crate at 605 North Lee Street when firefighters arrived. They could see flames and smoke. Whiteville Fire Lieutenant Marquise Blanks and Whiteville Police Lieutenant Scott Moody just went right straight on into the burning home. They hauled the crate outside, extracted the dog, and gave her oxygen. The dog was transported by Whiteville Animal Control to a Wilmington emergency vet where she was treated and released. We understand she is recovering. This week is the 92nd Annual North Carolina Strawberry Festival at Javerin. There's even more events going on today and tomorrow, folks, but everything is leading up to Saturday. Of course, the big day, everything will be taking place there at the Strawberry Fields, but the Strawberry Parade is always a big draw. That's at 11 o'clock this year. You can look for a full list of events on our website. The State House on Wednesday passed a bill outlawing sanctuary cities and counties. The bill requires local law enforcement to cooperate with federal immigration officials. A companion bill is set to pass the Senate. Governor Josh Stein has all but promised to veto the bill, but Solons think they have sufficient support to override that veto. North Carolina's six largest counties all have sheriffs who refuse to enforce federal immigration laws, with Mecklenburg declaring itself a sanctuary county. While mosquito hatches have been low due to the drought lately, and we're not arguing with that blessing, state officials are urging residents not to be lax in your anti-skeeter efforts. Owners of horses, donkeys, and ponies are especially urged to have their equines vaccinated against eastern equine encephalitis and West Nile. Both diseases are almost always deadly. Health officials are also encouraging folks to be sure that there is no standing water for mosquitoes to call home, and when possible, turn lights off at night to avoid attracting the pests. While highly pathogenic avian influenza is still present in North Carolina's wild bird populations, the state announced on Tuesday that North Carolina's commercial poultry producers have been certified HPAI-free. This reopens the state to the world market for turkeys, chickens, and ducks. Broilers are among North Carolina's top products, by the way, and the state exports billions of dollars worth of birds every year. The jury summons scam is making the rounds again. One local man was almost taken for $4,500. Somebody claimed to be with the sheriff's office told the victim over the telephone that he had missed jury duty. He was instructed to deposit money into an ATM to pay bond or be arrested. Officials said that the sheriff's office will never contact you by phone about jury duty, and they will never demand money. The best defense is simply to just hang up on the caller. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.